Just standing outside this old door here in Lisburn, on the other side of it, Castle Buildings, which was erected in 1890. And there's a business premises and then large store. Frederick Thomas's was on the corner, and I'm not sure what's there now. But this door is very, very old. A couple of brass letterboxes on it, brass knob. Simpson Solicitors, long gone. Mr. Chapman, whoever he was. Just an old door. And nobody could enumerate how many letters have gone through these slots, how many people have come through this door, either going into the building or coming out. But the reality is, it's an old door, and many, many people over the years, hundreds I'm sure, if not thousands of people, have gone in and out through this door over the last 100 years or more. Looks like it hasn't been used for a long time. It's sort of boarded up in behind. But you know, the Bible says concerning the Lord Jesus Christ that he is the door. In John chapter 10 and verse 9, the Lord said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And right throughout the scriptures, especially in the Gospel of John, you have what are known as the I am statements of Christ. I am the door, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth and the life. I am the true vine. And so they go on. And whenever Moses was being spoken to by the Lord at the burning bush regarding going to Egypt and delivering the children of Israel from their slavery there, he said to the Lord, "Who shall I say has sent me?" And the Lord replied, "The great Jehovah God, say, I am that I am, hath sent me." And whenever the Saviour used those words, "I am," it was a reference to who he was, a reference to his deity. He said, "Before Abraham was, I am." And so that little statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the door." The first two words, "I am," are a reference to his deity. But on that occasion in John 10, 9, he said, "I am the door." He didn't say, "I am one of the doors," or "I am a door." He said, "I am the door." The door is obviously a very simple thing, a very important thing, because it gives us entrance, it gives us access into a residence, a dwelling, or a building. And Jesus Christ being the door gives us access and entrance into the kingdom of God, and ultimately the kingdom of heaven. He's the only door, he's the only way. And on the cross at Calvary, he cried out, "It is finished." And having done that, the Bible says the great veil of the temple that represented man's separation from God, being shut outside of the holiest of all, that veil was torn in two, giving people access into the presence of God. Hebrews speaks about Christ opening up a new way for us through his veil, through the veil, that is to say, through the flesh. So on the cross, the Son of God and God the Son opened up a way whereby people like you and people like me can freely enter in to a relationship with God, enter into the kingdom of God, enter in to newness of life. But the challenge is, have you gone through the door? "I am the door. By me, if any man," so it's broad and it's liberal, the invitation is extended to all, "if any man enter in, he shall be saved." So that speaks of certainty, "and shall go in and out and find pasture," and that speaks of satisfaction. Would it be a wonderful thing today for you as an individual to enter in through that one and only door and come to know God in a personal way? God bless you. Thank you for joining us.